Bonnie Faith, and you are now tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
This is CJ Sway, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
This is Perry, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
Hey, this is Kula Von Seal, also known as Queen Kong, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live. Come get some, baby.
Yeah. my temperature's 110, and the burning in you will melt this room. It's a hunger that we both can't tame. I'm thinking, yes.
Make you feel so good, baby. Ooh, What's up, Life at the Dusk Live? Life at the Dusk Live. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the show. Got a very short show. I say very short show. I mean very short show. So yes, tonight, nice show. So I'm gonna give you I'm riding solo tonight, so I'm gonna give you a very short show that's gonna give you this one solid topic. One solid segment. So, you know, the segment I usually on every Wednesday is known as the Six. And the Six is a list of things based on a particular topic. So I give you six things in my list based on a topic I come up with. So I was thinking, I was taking a long walk, moving side to side. I said, you know, what can I talk about today? And I thought on it. All this stuff going on right now. Of course, yesterday was election day, official election day, and that's when you start getting the final results. And as far as for the general election, it did involve some stuff at a local and state level as well. But it also involved a lot of federal races, as far as Senate races and House of Representative races. So, yes, it was definitely very eventful day because you know there was some winners and there were some losers. But hey, you know, it sounds like a football coach to be saying them cliches. Somebody got to lose, somebody got to win. And yesterday, so the Senate control will remain with the Republicans. And as far as the House, it is now under control of the Democrats. So a lot of stuff came out of that. But y'all know on the show, here, you know, unless y'all prompt us to talk about it, we don't give politics all the way. Unless we got a guest on here talking about it, or y'all come prompt us, we have a little fun with stuff, even with some of this. Unless I'm going in on Trump ass doing something crazy. So, y'all know exactly that's what the list is about today. It is simply we're gonna get on your boy, the Six. We get us a list of 16 based on just the petty stuff we've had to deal with since the results came out yesterday is still coming through as far as what happened last night. So let's go ahead and divulge in some of the nonsense that's happened over the past less than 24 hours. All right, so your boy, which surprisingly so, I can't believe someone was actually able to calm down his Twitter fingers and put him on ice during the while they were bringing results yesterday. He was a little quiet. Now I don't know if he was quiet because someone advised him to be quiet, but when the hell does he ever listen to his advisors? But yeah, he was a little quiet. So that's Thing number one, he sure was quiet. Your boy was quiet as hell. quiet as hell yesterday while they was reading the results. Now, some people, because, you know, he likes to try to be ahead of the story. He's going to say, hey, you know, blah, blah, blah. I was, you know, I'm trying to put a congratulatory tweet all in one sitting. But when the hell does he think he worked for ESPN because he gave you a goddamn play-by-play on everything. So he sure was quiet yesterday. He was quiet because of thing number two. So because, for those of y'all who don't know, so because of the House of Representatives being in control of the Democrats, you know, they have a strong interest of doing a lot of checks and balances on your boy up there, you know, good old President Trump. And so they are going to be they're going to help this investigation go a little bit more smoothly come January. So that means they want them tax returns. They want everything. They coming for blood. Well, not blood, but you know, that catch my drift. They want to get down to the truth, and you can play all the little Madden juke games you want to play. Oh, they gonna get down to the bottom of it. They gonna start from the all the way to everybody in the cabinet to his behind. So, oh, he is in trouble. And they gonna get down to the truth. We gonna get down to, cause the truth shall set you free. Number three. Speaking of cabinet members, so today, I need y'all to figure out which one is it. Did the man resign or did he get fired? Which one is it? So apparently, Attorney Jeff Sessions is getting fired today, or he resigned. Hell, they don't know. They're trying to play. They're picking coded language today. So I'm sitting here like, what the hell is going on? How y'all know what happened to the man? What's up with y'all HR department? Y'all know motherfucker got fired or not? So did he get fired or he resigned? Just let me know so I know what to do so he get his unemployment check up from the city real quick. So that's number three. So apparently Jeff Sessions, he is now getting fired. He got fired today from the White House, and his ass gonna be making some goddamn cookies or making some torches, everyone he wanna pick. Because, you know, Christmas is around the corner. We need them toys stat, my friend, by Christmas. We need them mugs out, ready to go by Christmas Eve. Ret to go. All right, so that's number three. Number four. So he must not know that, some people got time. And your boy... Jim Acosta, he had time today. He said, you know what? Andy, I know how it be, man. You sit around and you be acting cool, but then sometimes that little petty come out because you got some time. Well, Jim Acosta he gets the award today for I had time today. Jim Acosta had time today. He said, I'm bringing receipts and I'm going to read your ass like an overdue book at the library. So, yeah. Not today. And so, yeah, it was, oh, my goodness. He was coming for his ass. Number five in today's overreaction day. So this cracked me up. So people were making a big-ass deal because of a video of Beto. Beto O'Rourke, because he said, I'm so fucking proud of you guys. And people were saying that was not classy for him to use that kind of language. Grow the fuck up. Y'all, some of the same people retweeting that bullshit, the same person, same people that went right to them goddamn polls, y'all went and voted on a motherfucker that was racist as hell. And I can name a long list of racist ass people y'all put into office just yesterday. And not to mention the head honcho himself, Captain Orange, y'all put his ass in there. You know how many cussing words I've heard him say? And he is the damn president. Y'all talking about a person who didn't even win the office of what that they were running for, and you want to talk about they because they said an F-bomb? It wasn't, and it, all they said was, I'm fucking proud of y'all guys? Really? Get the F. As a matter of fact, let me throw an F-bomb for him. Get the fuck out of here with that shit. Y'all tripping. And I know one thing, and that's why and y'all be talking about, ooh, Freddie
J, you need to go, you need to do mainstream radio.
No, I'm not doing the same reason why Beto O'Rourke can't say the hell he want to say. The same reason why I'm doing mainstream radio. Y'all know I like to cuss. And it's not that I just make that I plan the cuss words up. They just flow out. It's like when you go to a night, you go to Hurricane Harbor here in Arlington, and you know when you get in that black hole and the water goes and it just like flows down the slide. That's how the cuss words come out. They just flow. They start this little hole, this little black hole of my brain, and sometimes them holes just slide the hell out. I can't help that. So, yeah, please give me a break. We're making a big duke of do say, I'm so fucking proud of you guys. Get the hell, I mean, goodness. Oh, my goodness. So that's number five. Number six. Number six. It's this. I just don't get it. I just don't get it that you have to look around. When you do some mathematics, where y'all sit here do some old fashioned arithmetic here. So if you do the math and you look at the difference between, no, I'm gonna use my area for example. So if you look at the difference between how many votes that separated Beto O'Rourke from winning against Ted Cruz, you got a lot of questions asked. It make you looking around this hole and wondering who's racist ass and voted for this motherfucker. Because I'm sorry, I know people be saying some shit on the campaign trail, and everybody want to say, oh, they just campaigning. But y'all respect the man who let a dude disrespect his dad, disrespect his wife, and call you a liar? Nigga, that's three things too many. That you done called me a liar, you done came for my wife, and you done came for my dad? Oh, no. Ain't no coming back from that. Why can't we be friends ass shit? Hell no, dude. I'm on your ass like Cardi B was on Nicki Minaj's that damn shoe. When I see you on site, that fucking shoe, I don't get it. I just don't get it, man. Y'all got to make some sense. And just tell me how, if he willing to throw away his integrity and allow a man to disrespect his family, what the hell makes you think he going to respect what the hell you got to say? Because the men don't respect. You know what they already say? What in the words of my boy James Brown? You know, shout out to Chadwick Boseman, how he said it best on Get On Up. You got to do right by yourself, man. You don't do right by yourself. How can you do right by someone else? Good God. So that's what I had to take from yesterday. That's my list. That is today's the sixth list of things I had on my brain that went down from yesterday. I just don't fucking get it. Get the hell out of here. And shoot, man, there you go. Told y'all, today's show, short and sweet. Just giving y'all a quick 1-2 punch. I'll remind you guys, so we are releasing the Human Cameras Magazine issue, the Veterans issue. We are releasing it on our scheduled date for Monday. Oh, we might release it during the weekend, so stay tuned for that. And then we got some stuff coming up for the holidays. We got our last issue of the year, and that will be our Naughty or Nice issue. So y'all make sure if you want to be in that, you better submit by December 1st, and nine days later, get y'all shit together. And if you want to submit, all you got to do is go to acmag.dustspot.com. acmag.dustspot.com. www.dustspot.com. That give you all the information you need to know for how to submit. So, yes. Other than that, man, shoot, some other surprises along the way for your boy. I'm just going to stay tuned. The words of my girl, Nate. Stay tuned, man. So, yes. Y'all miss any shows, including any parts of today, y'all can always go to dustspot.com/dustspotradio. When you go there, it will allow you to listen to all the shows. You will be able to, it is the 6 most recent episodes, and then you can, there's buttons underneath the player. You click those, it will take you to on one of our respective apps, whether it's iTunes, TuneIn, or Stitcher, and will allow you to listen to the shows on those platforms as well and enjoy them on there. And you can listen to every episode all the way to the first episode I ever started. So go there. You can even look at our bios. You can read the bios for myself, Seti J, my girl Nate Seduction, and my girl Chelsea Monet. So check it out. That's it, man. So we were about to roll on out. Make sure y'all follow us everywhere, man. Dustspot, DUSKSPOT. And we leave you with this, how we in every show, reminding you in everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, where there's a J or there's a U, there is a way. You tune in to episode of Life in the Dust Live with your boy, Teddy J. We out, y'all. Peace. And I can't end a Wednesday episode without saying this. If you're going to hump somebody, please do it responsibly.